Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is integrity. Our scripture for today can be found in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17. It says, "Since I know, my God, that you examine the mind and take delight in honesty, I have freely given all these things with the highest of motives. And now I have been delighted to see your people here offering so willingly to you." I am sure that other baby boomers can relate to this phrase, "Your word is your bond." This was spoken to me by my mother and father often. It was their way of saying, be true to your commitments, obligations, actions, your values, and more simply, be honest and truthful. Have integrity. Also, it was their belief that what flows from your mouth reflects your heart. In this passage, David offers a similar warning that integrity is a matter of the heart. As I reflected on the passage in relation to our United Methodist Code of Conduct, integrity, or uprightness, is key. Integrity is the glue, the integral conduct that bonds us to living out all the codes. Integrity should be the code that requires us to step back, reflect before we act in a way that is not representative of who we are as a disciple of Jesus Christ. We must be truthful about our intentions, respectful of boundaries, and ensure we do not harm others by actions of deceit and manipulation. Integrity and ethics go hand in hand. Both reflect our behavior and morals. In the context of the church, sadly, there is a history of good people, professed disciples of Jesus, whose behaviors and loss of moral compass result in sexual misconduct. Such misconduct disrupts and harms in ways that are indescribable. Commitment to upholding integrity, being truthful and accountable to each other in the body of Christ, is a heart matter. Rest assured, the test of the heart is involved. I pray that your word and your bond to your baptismal vows to resist evil, anything that separates you from God and union with other believers, will set you free to choose love, dignity, respect, kindness, justice, and of course, integrity. May it be so. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your grace, love, and invitation to be followers of Jesus Christ. May we embody doing no harm to ourselves and other believers. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Chris Wilterdink, and I just read a devotion written by Sally Vonner. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That is umsexualethics.org/devos.